两座很重要，但是我们不是那么熟悉的山。
And this morning, I would like for us to study two mountains which we might not be very familiar with, but they are equally important.
就是基利新山跟以巴路山。
That is Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
我们看《申命记》十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
申命记十一章二十九节。
Deuteronomy 11, verse 29.
在旧约圣经两百三十一页。
Deuteronomy 11, verse 29.
在两百三十二页哈，两百三十二页。申命记十一章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29.
即是主你的神领你进入要去得为业的那地，你就要将祝福的话陈明在基利心上，将咒诅的话陈明在以巴路山上。啊，这边是神呢，要摩西啊吩咐以色列百姓的一段话。
And so these are the words from the Lord that were conveyed through Moses.
神要百姓啊进入迦南地的时候呢，啊，要做一件事情。
And the Lord commanded them to do this one thing after they enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，因为这个时候啊，是摩西带领以色列百姓在旷野已经过了将近四十年的时间。
And this event happened around 40 years after Moses have led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they are wandering in the desert.
然后现在呢，他们来到摩亚平原这个地方。
And they have already came to this plain of Moab.
这个时候到了啊，他们准备要过约旦河，要进入迦南地区。
And they are preparing to cross the river Jordan and to enter into the land of Canaan.
这个时候，神要摩西再一次把他的命令典章啊，再跟百姓来重申一次。
And here the Lord wanted Moses to once again proclaim his commands and his decrees.
啊，所以这些呢是记载在《生命记》的十二章到二十六章。
And this is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 12 all the way to 26.
啊，所以我们中文讲说《生命记》啊，就是把命令呢、啊、重新再讲一次啊，就是生命啊。
So Deuteronomy is the book where they once again recite or review all Lord's commands.
所以申命记十二章到二十六章啊，这些命令典章呢，都是神起初在他们的先啊，他们的父亲那一代的时候呢啊，都已经跟他们讲过了。
And so from Deuteronomy chapter 12 to 26, all of this have records God's commandments or His ordinances, which had been conveyed before.
这个时候啊，神要摩西再跟他们讲一次。
And this time, God wanted Moses to tell the people one more time.
在十二章跟二十六章的前面一章跟后面一章啊，就是十一章跟二十七章啊，神要摩西呢吩咐百姓做一件很特别的事情。
And so in chapter 11 and chapter 27, the Lord commanded Moses to do one very important thing.
啊，就是十一章这边呢，我们刚所读的这一件事。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 11, it was what we read before.
就是他们进入迦南地之后呢，哎，要在以巴路山上呢，要把神的命令呢写在石头山上。
And that is after they enter into the land of Canaan, they need to write God's commandments on a stone.
然后呢，用没有凿过的石头呢，来为神来筑一座坛。
And they were to build an altar for God.
并且呢，在这个坛上面来献燔祭跟平安祭。
And they were to give a sacrifice for offering a burnt offering and also offering of peace.
有六个支派要站在基利心上面呢、啊，要来陈明神的祝福。
And there will be six tribes who will stand on top of Mount Gerizim and give proclaim blessings.
有六个支派要站在以巴路山上呢，要来陈明神的咒诅的话。
And the other six tribes will stand on Mount Ebal, and they were to give up curses.
这是神要摩西吩咐百姓，他们要做的一件非常重要的事情。
So this is one important thing that God commanded the Israelites to do.
真的，百姓他们进入迦南地之后呢，他们打败了耶利哥城，然后也打败了爱城之后，他们就到以巴路山上去来完成这件事。
And indeed, after Israelites crossed River Jordan and conquered Jericho and the city of Ai, they went to Mount Ebal and they have finished this task.
我们看约书亚记第八章。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua chapter 8.
约书亚记第八章三十节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 30.
旧约圣经273页。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 30.
那时约书亚在以巴路山上为主以色列的神筑一座坛，三十一节，是用没有动过铁器的整石头凿的，照着主仆人摩西所吩咐以色列人的话，正如摩西律法书上所写的，众人在这坛上给主奉献燔祭和平安祭，三十二节。约书亚在那里当着以色列人面前将摩西所写的律法抄写在石头上，所以真的当以色列百姓进入迦南地之后呢，约书亚带着所有的百姓从爱这个地方呢一直往以巴路山上去集结。
And so indeed after the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,And they started from city of Ai, they moved towards Mount Ebal, and they accomplished this.
在那边把神的命令呢，把它完成了。
And they have fulfilled God's commandment here.
在以巴路山上呢，找一块没有动过铁器的石头呢，来凿一座坛来献祭。
And on Mount Ebal, they have selected an uncut stones and built an altar to make offerings to God.
并且呢，把神借着摩西所吩咐的律法写在石头上。
And they have written all the God's commandments that were given to Moses on stones.
有一半的支派呢，站在基利心上面呢，来宣告祝福；另外一半站在以巴路山上来宣告咒诅。
So half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim and half of them Mount Ebal.
都是遵照摩西所吩咐的来行的。
And so they did according to what Moses told them.
从爱城到以巴路山上呢，差不多有三十多公里的路程哈，将近走路的话半天的时间。
And so from from city of Ai to Mount Ebal, there was about 30 kilometers long, and if you walk, it will take about half a day.
这个以巴路山跟基利心山是相对的。
And so Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, they face each other.
中间是隔着四建城。
And in between them, there was a city.
这个世界呢是一个非常有名的一个城市。
And the city was a city that's very, very famous.
当亚伯拉罕被神选召进入迦南地之后呢，他首先都在示剑这个地方来筑坛献祭。
When Abraham moved to the Canaan.
我们看创世纪十二章。
When Abraham moved to Canaan, he built an altar in this city. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章第六节第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 6 and 7.
在旧约圣经十二页，创世纪十二章第六节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 6.
亚伯拉罕经过那地，来到示剑地方摩亚橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。第七节。
Verse 7.
主向亚伯拉罕显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为他显现的主筑一座坛。所以亚伯拉罕他从乌尔到哈兰，然后进入迦南地之后，首先就在示剑这个地方来筑坛来献祭。
So after Abraham left Ur, he passed Haran, and he came to this city Shechem, and he built an altar to God.
所以这个事件啊，对整个以色列百姓他们的历史来讲，哈，是一个非常重要的一个拜神的地方。
And so the city of Shechem is a very important place of worship in the history of the Israelites.
当雅各啊，从他的舅舅家里啊，回到迦南地的时候，他也在示剑这个地方买了一块地。
And Jacob, after he returned from his uncle's house, Laban, he also bought a land in this city of Shechem.
他想要再回到迦南地重新再居住，所以在示剑这个地方买了一块地。
And he wanted to settle down in the land of Canaan once again, so Jacob bought a land here.
后来雅各的儿子约瑟，他被埋葬。也是在示剑这个地方被埋在那边。
And Jacob's son Joseph was also buried in this city.
我们看约书亚记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章三十二节。
Joshua 24 verse 32.
约书亚记二十四章三十二节。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 32.
以色列人从埃及所带来的约瑟的骸骨埋在。在示剑，就是雅各从前用一百块银子向示剑的父亲哈摩的子孙所买的那块地，这就做了约瑟子孙的产业啊。所以雅各在那边买了一块地啊，这一块地后来成为约瑟埋葬的地方啊。
And so Jacob bought a land, a piece of land in the city of Shechem, and this land was also where Joseph was buried.
我们花了这么多时间，花了这些心血，就是要让大家知道示剑，对以色列百姓来讲是一个非常重要的一块地。
So from all the above verses that we read, we know that the city of Shechem is actually a very important place.
从历史上来讲，从宗教上来讲，都是一个非常重要，值得我们去注意的一座城。
From the perspective of history or from perspective of religion, this is a city that is very important and need us to pay attention to.
所以我们刚刚讲说这个以巴路山跟基利心山是隔着示剑。
And so we said before that the city of Shechem separated Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
以巴路山是在示剑的西北方。
And Ebal is actually on the southwest, east-west, east-southeast direction from the city.
然后基利心山呢是在示剑的南方。
And Gerizim is at the south of the city.
这个以巴路山呢是一个非常，这是一个光秃秃的一个石头山。
And Ebal is a very dull and made up mostly of stones.
在那边草木不生啊，你看不到什么样的一种生机。
You wouldn't see a lot of vegetations or plants growing there, and you won't see any miracles.
但是基利心山是完全不一样的景况。
But the situation in Mount Gerizim is entirely different.
它是一个林木非常茂盛啊，充满了各样的生机、各种各样的活物的一座非常清脆美丽的一座山。
Mount Gerizim is a very beautiful mountain. It's very green, full of life, and there's a lot of livelihood in it.
这两座山呢，它们最靠近的地方呢，只相差差不多不到五百公尺的距离。
And between these two mountains, the distance is only about 5 kilometers.
最相近的地方。
The closest point of is about that distance. So very close.
最相近的地方呢，可以形成一个自然的一个很大的一个广场。
And so the point where these two mountains meet, you can make it into a big plain or big field.
我们可以想象当时候一两百万的以色列百姓整批人聚集在这个山谷当中。
And so you can imagine the situation where about 1-2 million of the Israelites when they gathered around these two mountains.
哦，有六个支派站在这个非常清脆茂盛的基利心上面来宣告神的祝福。
So there were six tribes or half of the people will stand on Mount Gerizim, this very green and lively mountain, and proclaim God's blessings.
另外六个支派站在这个光秃秃的石头山上来宣告神的祝福，神的咒诅。
And the other six tribes will stand on this very dull and stony mountain and proclaim curses.
我们再看回来《生命记》二十七章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 27.
生命记二十七章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 12.
生命记二十七章十二节跟十三节。
Deuteronomy 27, verse 12 and 13.
你们过了约旦河，西面、利未、犹大、以撒迦、约瑟、便雅悯六个支派的人都要站在基利心山上为百姓祝福。十三节。
13.
流便、加德、亚瑟、西布伦、但、拿弗他利六个支派的人都要站在以巴路山上宣布咒诅、啊、所以这些就是我们刚刚所提到的哈，六个支派在基利心上，六个支派在以巴路山上。
So as we mentioned before, we see six tribes will stand on Mount Gerizim and the other six will stand on Mount Ebal.
我们若是仔细去看一下站在基利心山上的这个六个支派、啊、还有站在以巴路山上的这个六个支派到底是什么样的、啊、这些支派。
And so if we were to pay close attention, what kind of tribe will stand on Mount Gerizim and what kind of tribe will stand on Mount Ebal?
站在基利心上的六个支派是雅各的明媒正娶的妻子、啊、所生的儿子。
And those that stand on Mount Gerizim are the tribe from the sons that were born through Jacob's wife.
啊，雅各两个妻哈，利亚跟拉结，他们所生的儿子站在基利心山上。
So the descendants of the sons whom Jacob's wife Rachel and Leah born, they would stand on Mount Gerizim.
雅各的两个妾哈所生的儿子。站在以巴路山上。
And the sons that were born to Jacob through the maids, they all stand on Mount Ebal.
加上雅各的长子流便。
And plus the firstborn Reuben.
流便圣经上说，因为他污秽了他父亲的床、啊、所以在圣经当中被咒诅。
And the Bible said that because Reuben has defiled the bed of his father, therefore he was cursed.
啊，为什么神这样吩咐摩西啊，做这样的一种区别，圣经上没有记载。
And the Bible did not record why God had made such distinction between these tribes.
但是从啊，他们是由谁所生的啊，我们可以找出一些可以值得我们去思考的一些空间啊。
But from the point of whom these people were born from, we can make some thinking and deduction.
哦，在那个时候呢，啊，利未人呢、啊，要在那里来宣告这些祝福，来宣告这些咒诅的话。
And at this time, the Levites were to proclaim either blessings or curses from these mountains.
当利未人讲完之后，整所有的以色列百姓要在那边大声讲说阿们。
And after they finish speaking, then all the people will shout Amen.
我们看从生命记二十七章啊，这个十五节以下呢，我们可以看到呢，到最后一节哈，十五节到最后一节二十六节呢，总共讲了十二个哈、啊，那以色列百姓呢，也在那边讲了十二次的阿门。
And so if we see Deuteronomy 27 verses 15 to 26, the total is about 12 saying, and so the people have also say 12 amens.
啊，什么是 amen?
What does amen mean?
我想我们祷告完之后呢，我们都会讲 amen.
And every time after we finish praying, we'll say amen.
哦，我们每次祷告完之后，我们都会讲 amen.
And every time after we pray, we say Amen.
哦，若是有人问你说这个 Amen 到底是什么意思？
If someone were to ask you, what does Amen mean?
我们是不是能够解释说这个 Amen 是什么意思呢？
Can't you explain to them what it means?
在哥林多后书第一章二十节，哈，这个 Amen 就是告诉我们，我们所讲的都是实实在在的意思，哈。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, it says that Amen means that what we had mentioned before was true.
好，我们刚刚所讲、所祷告的内容都是实实在在的，求主来成全。
And what we had mentioned before in our prayer, we have sincerely asked God to fulfill them.
好，所以我们在祷告的时候，我们要注意我们祷告的内容。
So when we pray, we must pay attention to the content of our prayer.
哦，我们在祷告的时候也要注意说，我们脑筋里面到底在想些什么。
When we pray, we must pay attention to what we're thinking in our mind.
哦，不然的话，我们在脑筋里面想一些不好的事情，好，或是我们在求一些不好的事情，我们祷告结束之后，我们讲阿门，好，我们求神照着我们所求的这些不好的事来成全我们，啊，这样的话就不太好了。
If we are thinking something that's not quite right or asking for things that are quite right, and in the end we say Amen, that means that we're asking God to fulfill some things that's not quite right, and that's not good.
那基利新山跟以巴路山呢，他们是预表的守约跟被约的结果。
And so Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal represents keeping or breaking the covenant.
也是代表了顺从跟悖逆的这种命运。
And also, what are the consequences of being submissive and not being obedient?
还有祝福跟咒诅的选择。
And also the choice of wanting blessings of or curses.
哦，主耶稣曾经有一次跟一个撒玛利亚妇人来谈到。
One time Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
我想这个事情呢，我们大家都很熟悉。
I think we're all familiar with this story.
主耶稣到叙加这个地方。
And Jesus had come to this place, this city.
叙加就是古代的事件。
And that city was the ancient times Shechem.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章第五节。
John chapter 4, verse 5.
约翰福音第四章第五节。
John chapter 4, verse 5.
必须经过撒玛利亚地。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。我们刚刚有读到哈。雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地就是示剑，所以在这里呢，约翰福音第四章，主耶稣来到撒玛利亚的一座城叫做叙加，这个叙加靠近示剑这个地方。
And so here it mentions that Jesus come to a Samaritan town called Sychar, which is the plot of ground of Jacob. So we know that this is actually the city of Shechem.
主耶稣跟撒玛利亚人谈到，我想有一些内容我们都很熟悉的。
And I believe we're all very familiar with the content of conversation between Jesus and this Samaritan.
主耶稣也在这个地方呢，阐述的什么是真正的一个崇拜。
And Jesus also explained here what it means to be what it means, what true worship means.
主耶稣跟撒玛利亚人在讲话的时候，这个撒玛利亚妇人讲了一句话。
And Jesus have told this Samaritan woman.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
约翰福音第四章二十节。
John chapter 4, verse 20.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。当主耶稣跟撒玛利亚人在谈到的时候，撒玛利亚的妇人回答主耶稣说，我们的祖宗说礼拜应该在这个山上礼拜啊。
And so during their conversation, the Samaritan woman have told Jesus that our fathers said that we should worship in this mountain.
他们祖宗在什么地方礼拜呢？
So where did their fathers or forefathers worship?
就是在基利新山上。 在那边礼拜。
And they actually worship on Mount Gerizim.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人讲说，我们的祖宗跟我们讲说，礼拜应该在这个基利山上礼拜，但是你们却跟我们讲，礼拜要在撒玛利亚，要在耶路撒冷礼拜。
So she told Jesus that our father worship on this mountain, but you claim that the place of worship must be in Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣就继续跟他们讲说，跟他讲说，你当信我啊，时候到了啊。你们拜父不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷了。
And so Jesus have told her that you must believe in me, and when the time come, and the worship place will not be in this mountain, nor will it be in Jerusalem.
真正敬拜神的是用心灵诚实来拜神。
Because a true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
主耶稣来选择这个城。跟这个外邦人来谈论什么是真正的一个敬拜，这是有主耶稣他的用意啊。
So Jesus chose this place and chose this Samaritan to discuss about true worship. He must have a purpose.
我想主耶稣做任何事情都有他的用意。
Because the Lord Jesus always has his purpose in doing each thing.
这件事情是记载在圣经上。一个非常重要的一个经节。
And so this event is actually a very important event in the Bible.
摩西要约书亚把神的命令典章刻在石头上。
Moses asked Joshua to write all God's commandments on stones.
但是主耶稣这里在跟我们讲说，一个真正的敬拜呢，不是重视的文字上面的记载。
And so, but here the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that the true worship does not really emphasize on the literally of the law.
一个真正的敬拜也不是在什么样的一个地方来敬拜。
And true worship is independent of the place where you worship.
主耶稣把敬拜呢，已经从物质上面的一个选择提升到从心灵上的一个层次。
And so Jesus has elevated the meaning of worship from a material form into things of the heart or the spirit.
所以神的诫命呢，不是用这个笔墨来写的。
So God's commandments should not be written only with ink.
神的诫命是用神的灵来写的。
And God's commandment should be written by His Spirit.
神的命令也不是写在石头上。
And God's commandment should not be written on stones.
神的命令是要写在我们每一个人的心板上面。
And it should be written in our heart.
所以这是整个基利新山跟以巴路山上这两座山所要带来给我们的一个启示。
And so this is the revelation that brought to us from Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal.
主耶稣把摩西、约书亚那个时候神所颁布的这个命令典章，到他那个时候，他把这个整个精神意义把它解释的一个完全了。
And so Jesus have took the commandments that were given at the time of Moses and Joshua, and he had explained it clearly and defined it clearly in his time.
拜神不是在基利心上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
When we worship God, it is not on Mount Gerizim or in Jerusalem.
拜神是用我们每一个人的心灵诚实来拜他。
But when we worship God in our spirit and in truth.
那我们若是仔细看《生命记》整个在描写这个基利心山跟以巴路山，今天带来给我们什么样的意义跟学习呢？
And so when we're looking at the story of Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, what kind of application that it can apply to us today?
我们最少可以学习到两样事情。
At the very least, we can learn two things from it.
第一件事情。
First,
我们要学习怎么样跟神来重新立约。
We must learn how to re-establish a covenant with God.
我们看《生命记》29章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 29.
生命记二十九章第一节。
Deuteronomy 29, verse 1.
旧约圣经253页。生命记二十九章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1.
这是主在摩亚地吩咐摩西与以色列人立约的话，是在他和他们于何烈山所立的约之外。这里呢，神要摩西让百姓跟他立约。
And here the Lord is asking the people to make covenant with him.
他们在这个时候回想他们的父亲那一辈跟神在何烈山上所立的约。
And they were thinking back to the time when God had made covenant with their forefather on Mount Horeb.
这时候神要他们再立个约。
But at this time, God wanted them to make a new covenant.
他们也期待呢，有一天他们进入迦南地之后，在以巴路山上跟基利心上面从再一次的来跟神再立约。
And they are looking forward to the time when they reach Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal so that they can once again establish covenant with God.
所以他们把过去、现在、将来整个把它连在一起。
So they have connected the past, the present, and the future together.
这就是我们今天信仰必须要拥有的。
And so this is something that we need to have in our spiritual life.
信仰是连贯性的。
Because in our spiritual life, they are all connected.
我们过去信仰的这种经验见证，能够造就我们现在信心的一种坚固。
And the experiences from the past can strengthen our faith in the present.
我们现在信心的坚固，能够造就我们对将来信心的有种指望。
And from our faith in the present, it gives us hope for the future.
就像保罗在哥林多后书第一章第十节那边所说的一样啊。
Just as what Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
他说神曾经救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And he said that God have led us out of death before.
现在人要救我们。
But now he will save us.
他也指望将来神也要救我们。
And he had hope that in the future God will save us.
所以保罗他的信仰，他能够把过去、现在、未来整个把它连在一起了。
And so God, so Paul had connected his faith from the past, the present, and the future.
今天我们的信仰也是要这样子。
And today, in the same token, our faith needs to go the same way.
我们信仰不只是过去的信仰。
Because our faith is not just the faith in the past.
我们信仰也不单只是现在的信仰。
And our faith does not only exist now.
我们信仰要把过去、现在、将来整个把它连连的把它扣在一起。
But we need to link together our faith from the past, the present, and the future.
什么是跟神重新立约呢？
What does it mean to reestablish a covenant with God?
立约的目的就是表示说我们重新来确认自己的身份是什么。
To establish a covenant means that we once again look at our status or our identity.
我们有什么样的义务要做？
What kind of task do we need to do?
我们尽了这些义务之后，我们有什么样的权利可以来享受？
And after we have done our obligation, what kind of rewards shall we receive?
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们都有这个房屋的贷款。
I believe a lot of us will have mortgage.
这个房屋的贷款也是一种约啊。
And mortgage is also a type of covenant.
我们很多人都跟银行来借钱。
A lot of us will take loan from the bank.
哦，我们借钱来付我们的房子。
And we borrow the money to pay for a house.
所以我们的身份是什么？
So what is our status then?
我们是一个债务人，就是我们是欠钱的。
We are the one in debt because we borrow money.
一个欠钱的人要做什么呢？
So what should one who is a debtor do?
就是每个月我们要把我们该缴的利息本金要按时把它缴。
And that for us, our responsibilities is to pay the money back with interest every month.
这样的话呢，我们就可以继续在我们所居住的这个房子里面住。
If we do that, then we can continue to stay in a house.
跟神立约也是很类似。
So it's similar when we establish this covenant with God.
首先我们要认清楚我们的身份是什么。
First, we must identify what is our status.
我们要认清楚神是我们的神。
We must recognize that God is our God.
我们每一个人都是神的子民啊。
That each of us is his people.
当为一个神的子民，我们有义务要听从神的话。
As his people, it is our obligation to listen to his commandments.
我们要顺从神的命令。
We need to be submissive and obey his commandments.
这样子我们才能够享受神所赐给我们的平安跟福气。
Only if we do that, then we can enjoy the peace and blessings that he bestowed upon us.
这就是我们跟神所立的约。
So this is the covenant that we establish with God.
我们看耶利米书十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 11.
耶利米书十一章第四节。
Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 4.
旧约圣经896页。
Jeremiah chapter 11 verse 4.
这约是我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来脱离铁炉的那日所吩咐他们的，说你们要听从我的话，照我一切所吩咐的去行，这样你们就做我的子民，我也做你们的神。所以这边把我们跟神之间的约讲得很清楚。
So here describe very clearly the covenant we have with God.
我们的身份是神的子民。
We are the people of God.
我们要做的事情就是要听从神的话，来照他所吩咐的去行啊。
And so our duty is to obey God and do everything He commands us.
这样神的一切福气、一切的恩典、一切的平安就会临到我们身上。
Then all the peace and all the blessings will come upon us.
跟神立约哈，跟我们跟银行借钱有点不一样。
Establishing a covenant with God is a little bit different than taking out a mortgage.
我跟银行借钱，这个房贷是来约束我们，把我们绑得死死的。
And when you take a mortgage, it actually bounded us in debt.
但是跟神立约，只要我们能够去做神要我们做的事情，我们会发现，在这个约里面是，我们是有自由的。
But establishing covenant.With God, as long as we do our part, we will find that we have freedom in this covenant.
我们是有福气跟恩典的。
We have a blessings and we have grace.
跟神立约，我们不需要去外面赚钱，然后给神用啊。
When we establish a covenant with God, we do not need to go and earn money so that God can use it.
神不需要这些。
It's because God does not need all this.
神要我们的只是能够听他的话就好了。
What he requires us to do is to obey him.
能够听神的话，我们就会有福气恩典。你会发现在神里面是自由的。
When we obey God's commandments, then we have his blessings and joy, and you will find out that it's actually you have gained freedom in him.
在神跟神立约，我们在生活上的表现是怎么样呢？
And so, after establishing covenant with God, what attitude should we show in our daily life?
就是我们是不是有立志。
And that is to say that we need to make determination.
我们在受洗的时候都曾经跟神立过志。
And when we are baptized, we make determination or resolution with God.
在往后的日子，我们更是要经常跟主来立志过新的生活。
And in our day to come, furthermore, we need to make resolution that we need to lead a godly life.
在每一个新的年度的开始，我们也要跟神立志。
And every new year that started, we need to also make resolution to God.
在每一次的圣餐礼的时候，我们也要跟神来立志。
And in every Holy Communion that we partake, we must make this determination and resolution as well.
在我们生活的每一个阶段、每一个变动的时候，我们也要学习怎么样来跟神来立志。
And in every stages of our life, when there's major changes in our life, we also need to make resolution with God as well.
能够跟神立志，表示说我们再一次的来跟神立约。
And if we can make resolution to God, then it means that we once again reestablish our covenant with Him.
我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹，我们上一次跟神来立志是什么时候？
I don't know when was the last time you make resolution for God.
我们信仰比较好的，我们经常在神面前，我们要立志做神所喜悦的事情。
And with if our spirituality is higher, then we must often come to God and make a resolution that we will do only things that are pleasing to Him.
若是我们已经好久没有在神面前立志的话，可能我们要再思考一下，我们的信仰是不是有进步啊？
And if we haven't done it for a while, then we need to examine ourselves to see whether our faith has improved.
但以理他立志不以王的膳玩的酒来耽误自己。
Daniel had made a resolution not to defile himself with the king's food and the king's wine.
我们今天也可以来立志呢，我们多读经、多祷告、多参加聚会。
Today we also can make the resolution to come more often to services, to read the Bible more, to pray more.
在家里能够花时间，有我们家庭的祷告的生活，有家庭的祭坛。
And in our family, we will spend time to establish family altar and have family Bible study time.
这些都是在神面前的立志，这些都是在神面前再一次的怎么样跟神来重新立约。
These are all resolutions that we can make for God, and these are all ways to reestablish our covenant with Him.
跟神重新立约，最后得到好处的是我们自己。
If we reestablish our covenant with God, the one that benefits from it is us.
第二个啊，我们从《生命记》这两座山上可以学习的，就是我们做生命的一个选择。
And the second thing we can learn from this is that we need to make a decision in life.
我们看《生命记》三十章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要选择生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。这边摩西呢，在那边呼天唤地的来跟百姓，要他们来做一个生命的一个选择。
So here Moses said that he called out to heaven and earth as witnesses so that the people can choose life.
呼天唤地啊，我们看中文好像以为这是在那边呼喊啊，其实不是这个意思啊，它是请天跟请地来这里做一个见证啊。
And so here Moses says, I call heaven and earth, does not mean that he necessarily shouting out loud, but he called heaven and earth as his witnesses.
来这里做见证，要以色列百姓在生跟死、祸跟福当中呢，要选择一个生命的一个决定。
And so that the Israelites, before life and death, blessings and curses, they would choose life.
我们若是仔细看这个选择呢，不是给那些没有信主的人啊。
And so we see here clearly that these choices are not for those who are unbelievers.
这个选择是给我们每一位已经信主的人，我们要做一个选择。
But these choices are given to us who already believe in Christ.
这个选择不是一次性的，你选择好了之后就好了。
And this is not just a one-time choice. Once you made it, then it's done.
这个选择是我们每一天都要去做的选择。
But this is a choice that we need to make every single day.
这个选择不是别人可以代替的。
And no one else can make this choice in our place.
而是我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人要为我们自己做这种生命的选择。
But each one of us need to make this choice, and we need to choose life.
所以摩西说我们要做生命的选择。
So Moses told us that we should choose life.
选择人生的生命，这个是诗篇的一个主题。
And So to choose life is a big theme of the book of Psalms.
所以在诗篇第一篇呢，那边就告诉我们哈，有两样的道路我们要去选择。
In Psalm 1, it tells us that we have two paths to choose from.
我们看诗篇第一篇第六节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1, verse 6.
诗篇第一篇第六节。
Psalm 1, verse 6.
因为主知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。哦，这边讲到两种道路。
So here it mentioned two ways.
哦，两种道路我们要去选择哈。
And we have choice between these two.
这边不是提到两种人，哦，这边是提到两种道路。
It did not say two type of people, but here it says two ways.
因为我们经常都在这两个道路当中来做选择的。
And we, in our life, we often have to choose between these two ways.
今天若是我们选择义人的道路，我们在神的眼中，我们就是义人。
If today we choose the way of righteousness, then in God's eye, we are righteous.
今天若是我们选择恶人的道路，在神的眼中，我们就是恶人。
And if today we choose the way of the wicked, then in the eyes of God, we are the wicked.
同样是一个信主的人，他可能今天选择义人的道路，明天就选择恶人的道路。
And a believer may choose the way of righteousness today, but he might choose the way of the wicked tomorrow.
哦，或许他早上读了经，祷告完之后，他选择义人的道路。
Maybe he, after he finished reading the Bible and praying, he chose the way of righteousness.
但是整天的生活，整天的工作压力完之后，一个转念，他就选择恶人的道路。
But after a day of working and laboring, at the end of the day, he might choose the way of the wicked.
所以恶人、义人，同样的，可能都会在我们身上看到。
And so,we might at one point of time being the righteous or being the wicked.
所以我们要选，让自己在做选择的时候，我们要学习怎么样做生命的选择。
And so when we are making decision, we need to make sure that we choose life.
圣经 当中呢，有很多做生命选择的这种见证。
And in the Bible, it recorded a lot of incidents where people need to make this choice.
但以理选择一天三次继续跟神祷告。
Daniel chose to pray to God three times a day, just as he did before.
虽然在人的眼中，他是选择死亡的道路。
Even though in perspective of man, he might be choosing his death.
他也真的被丢到狮子坑里面，应该就会死了。
He was indeed thrown into the lion's den, and he should have died.
但是在神的眼中，他却是选择生命的道路。
But in God's eyes, he already chose life.
神救拔他，然后来提升他。
So God delivered him, and God exalted him.
但以理三个朋友也是一样。
It's the same with Daniel's three friends.
他们选择不拜王的金像。
They chose not to worship the golden image of the king.
在人的眼中，他们是选择死亡的道路。
In man's perspective, they might have chosen their own death.
但是在神的眼中，他们是选择生命。
But in God's eyes, they have chose life.
虽然被丢到这个窑里面去，啊，连抬他们的人呢，都被烧死的。
And they were actually thrown into a burning furnace, and even those who threw them in got burned.
但是神救他们。
But God delivered them.
神也让他们的地位能够提升了。
And God also exalted them.
所以今天选择的事情也是在我们每一位弟兄姊妹的身上。
And so the right to choose now, today is in our own hand.
我们每一天、每一刻、每一时都是在选择，我们要选择生还是要选择死呢？
Every day, every hour, and every second, we are making choices. Do you choose life or do you choose death?
我们可以选择生气，也可以选择饶恕。
We can choose to get angry or we can choose to forgive.
我们可以选择来行善，我们也可以选择假装没有看到。
We can choose to do good, or we can choose to pretend not to see.
我们也可以选择，我们现在就把我们的爱心实行出来。我们也可以选择，想说下一次有机会再做。
We can choose to show our care and love, at this very moment, or we can choose to postpone it to another time.
我们可以选择今天来聚会，我们也可以选择在家里休息。
We can choose to come to service, today, or we can choose to rest at home.
感谢神，我们今天每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都做一个正确、明智的生命上的选择，我们都到教会里面来敬拜神。
And thank God that everyone here had made a good and right decision in the eyes of God, and we came to worship Him.
我们最后请看诗篇二十五篇。
Finally, let's turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇十二节。
Psalm 25, verse 12.
诗篇二十五篇十二节。
Psalm 25, verse 12.
谁敬畏神，神就指示他当选择的道路。这边告诉我们选择正确、选择生命的一个秘诀。
And here it tells us the secret of how we can choose the right way or the way of life.
有时候这是生命或是死亡，这是祝福或是咒诅，我们从表面上看不清楚。
Sometimes on the surface, we might not be clear whether this way lead to death, life, blessings or curse.
但是这边告诉我们一个正确选择，一个秘诀就是能够敬畏神。
But here it tells us that the secret to choosing the right way, that is to fear God.
一个敬畏神的人，神会给他智慧，选择正确的道路。
Because one who fears God, God will instruct him so that he will choose the right way.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们在敬畏上面，我们来修炼，来操练自己。
So brothers and sisters, we need to train ourselves so that we might fear God.
能够敬畏神，神就会让我们选择生命；敬畏神，神就会让我们选择祝福。
When we fear God, then God would let us choose life, and God would let us, choose blessings.
叫我们能够从神那边得到满满的福气跟恩典。
And only in this way that we can, receive full blessings from God.
一起来唱诗193首。
Let us sing Hymn 193.